First tonight, the Tánaiste and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin has accused three Fine Gael junior ministers of undermining the budgetary process. It's the latest in a simmering war of words over September's budget between once rival parties, now coalition bedfellows. And Onor Cathain of Raja na Gaeltachta were a long way out from the budget. But what exactly is going on?
Well, I think this is, as you say, we're a long way out from the budget, 4.5 months. This was one of the things that Michael McGrath, the Minister for Finance, remarked upon when this article was published in the Irish Independent at the start of the week. As you say, three junior ministers from Fine Gael, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, who is a junior minister in the Department of Finance, it should be noted, Martin Hayden and Peter Burke, have stated that there should be almost a tax relief for workers on an average income, which is about 52,000 euro, according to the article. And I guess what we're seeing is that the whistle has been blown and the games have started, and they're putting pressure on the Minister for Finance to agree to their demands. And I was speaking to one of the team of one of the junior ministers, who expressed a bit of surprise that there people are still talking about this. Now, I don't think that they were being completely genuine in that. I'm sure they're a bit delighted that we're still talking about something that's coming from Fine Gael to help out middle income earners. But it did set off quite a lot of consternation among Fianna Fáil TD senators. Lisa Chambers was vocal in her opposition to, not necessarily to the tax cut, but in the way that it went about. And I guess what it does, what's simmering underneath this all is the position of Michael McGrath as Minister for Finance, his authority or lack thereof. I spoke to someone in the Department of Finance today and I said, you know, if the tables were turned, do you think any three junior ministers from Fianna Fáil would ever do this when Pascal Donoghue was Minister for Finance? And they admitted that they didn't think it was likely. And I think there has been a question mark over Michael McGrath's, as I say, his position is in the ministry. And I guess he's always been under the shadow of Pascal Donoghue. Before he was even appointed, there was all this talk about whether Pascal will stay to be president of the Eurogroup. Who is pulling the strings?
And Michael McGrath saying today he wasn't going to be bullied by anyone. Tell us what happened tonight at the respective parliamentary party meetings.
Yeah, that's right. So it was discussed, as you say, at the Fianna Fáil parliamentary meeting, where Micheál Martin, the Tánaiste and party leader, said that it wasn't helpful, that, you know, that such requests would be made, that they have a programme for government, and that they're going to follow this programme for government. Things got a bit, I mean, that's probably the most heated we'll see Micheál Martin talk. I think he's always very respectful when it comes to the coalition cohesiveness and how they're getting on, but you can tell that I think this is annoyed.
And the Fine Gael response.
Fine Gael, it was very interesting. I was someone text here saying that Michael Creed, a former Minister for Agriculture, said that we don't need lectures from some Fianna Fáil TDs who are still on probation from the crash from the last government. So I mean, you can see that this is what's behind this all. Actually, is the challenge that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have to differentiate themselves.
And those and opinion polls as well, of course.
Exactly, where they're almost neck and neck. But I think there's a genuine, I mean, with the Irish public, there is, if you ask them, what's the difference in economic policy between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael? A lot of them would be very hard pushed to identify one difference. This, I think, is, as I say, the battle lines are being drawn. And Fine Gael have, dare I say, they're going to act for the man and woman who gets up early in the morning.
Well, let's get the word.
Maybe with a different wording, but that's what's behind it all. And I think that is also what's after getting under the skin of Fianna Fáil in this instance.
John Cummins, do you enjoy getting under the skin of Fianna Fáil as a Fine Gael senator?
No, I think, look, I think a row is overstated in relation to this. I don't think it will come as any surprise to anybody that Fine Gael wants to reduce the tax burden on middle income earners. It's one of the reasons why we went into government. We've made significant progress in the last budget, increasing the higher tax rate band from 36,800 to 40,000
Nobody might disagree with what is being proposed. No, many voters may not. But Peter Burke, Martin Hayden, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, they've been accused tonight by the leader of Fianna Fáil of undermining the budgetary process. That is a serious accusation.
As I said, look, I'm not going to get drawn into bigging up a row here. Nobody could say that what the three ministers said is inconsistent with what Fine Gael have been saying for quite some time.
Undermining the budgetary process. Micheál Martin, look, 34 years at the Dáil. The four of them, the three of those junior ministers and you combined are 25 years at the Dáil. So yeah, he's obviously got a bit more experience of this, does he not, than this quartet?
Like, we want to try and make sure that people on middle incomes that work exceptionally hard, that go out to work, they might get additional overtime, they might get an additional promotion in work. We want to try and make sure that they keep more money in their pockets. We want to do that. We've done it in Budget 2023. We want to continue that progress in 2024. In my view, there's two ways that you can do it. You can continue to increase that higher tax band up to something like 45,000, or you can bring in an intermediate tax band of 30%.
Which has also been scotched by Department of Finance officials.
I
want to bring in the other leg of the coalition here, Nasa Hourican, because in a previous incarnation you were on the Oireachtas Budgetary Oversight Committee. They've perhaps have heard warnings about what's being proposed, have they not, by the Fine Gael ministers?
Absolutely. I mean, this proposal does fly in the face of pretty much every recommendation that we're hearing from think tanks across the country. And in fact, also our own Tax and Welfare Commission would suggest that we broaden the tax base, not constrain it. I think this is a departure. At this time of year, you will see a lot of suggestions around what should be seen, should be in the budget. And what you'll get every single day in the Dáil is ministers standing up and saying, that's a very interesting suggestion. But obviously, we're in the budgetary cycle now, and I'm going to make that, you know, a proposal that we put into the hat for the budget. And so to see, I think this is a significant kite to fly. This is not just a proposal. This is foregoing perhaps 1.5 billion in tax. It's not a small tax measure. It is a significant tax measure. And I have to say, I was surprised to see it. I think I haven't seen that kind of language from either of the other coalition parties yet. And I have to say, in the last few budget cycles, you have seen a kind of a Fine Gael move towards cutting tax, and then a pushback from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael on things like capital gains tax and the 30% tax rate. And so far, Fianna Fáil and the Greens have managed to hold out in terms of prudence.
But last year's tax package put about €800 back in the pockets of middle income earners. What we're saying here is that we should be putting €1,000 back in middle income earners' pockets. I don't think there's anything extraordinary about that. I think it's right and proper that we support people in keeping more money in their pockets.
And indeed, Fianna Fáil looking for a broader tax base, they said in the Sunday papers. Éan Ó'Riordan, what do you make of it all? Is there some conjecture that perhaps this has all been manufactured for us to talk about Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael? What do you think?
Oh, I think it is extraordinary. I don't know if it's desperate from Fine Gael or insulting. I mean, if I was in Fianna Fáil, and I'm not, or in the Green Party, I think I would be pretty offended by the sight of three junior ministers. These aren't backbenchers. These are three junior ministers who are coming out with proposals like this 4.5 months away from a budget. I think it's possibly desperate because, you know, we've seen polling from Fine Gael, which hasn't been where they'd like to be. We've seen Leo Varadkar saying that he doesn't like kite flying, which is remarkable. And then we have this, and you put the cost of 1.5 billion on it. That's all very well. But the conversations that we're supposed to be having are about housing. We're waiting for the housing figures to come out next Friday, which will be the first housing homelessness figure since the end of the eviction ban. We have an immigration debate where literally people's homes are being put on fire, and we have blockades in places like Incheon and Santry. We have a disability debate about the lack of services around the country. And these three Fine Gaelers decided the most important thing for them to do is to write an op-ed 4.5 months out from a budget and totally undermine the Minister for Finance.
So one of the authors is saying, Martin Hayden, he says it's something we feel very strongly about.
If you're a junior minister, you go and talk to somebody in government about it and you make your case. You don't go and write an op-ed about it.
You don't negotiate in the media.
You don't.
That's not how you run things.
I think there are a lot of questions as well about where this is coming from. I mean, again, when I was talking to somebody from the Ministry for Finance, the suggestion was that this is actually Leo Varadkar who is almost instructed or ask them very politely to put their names to this op-ed in order to get the debate started. And I think that also is something that is that has caused, I don't want to say gnashing of teeth, but perhaps raising of eyebrows in this. That, you know, this is seen that it's coming from the leadership of one of the coalition parties. And I think that is what is annoying. That's what's behind some of the bitterness that we've
John
seen.
John Cummins' phone is buzzing there. Leo Varadkar.
Look, I don't think there's any evidence to support that assertion, to be perfectly honest.
Of course, there wouldn't be. But
what I would say, and I repeat, that it is right and appropriate that we support middle-income earners. There is definitely nobody on this panel or that is listening or watching here tonight that will be surprised that Fine Gael wants to put more money back in middle-income earners' pockets. That won't be a surprise. It's not a new departure. We've made progress in the last budget. So we want to continue to make that progress. And let's be honest, it's in line with the programme for government commitments. It is to have a tax package. Last year's was about 1.1 billion. We want to go a little bit further this year. We know we're running significant surpluses, and it's right and appropriate that we support middle income earners.
The Commission for Taxation and Welfare just 2 weeks ago warning the state is likely to suffer severe funding shortfall in the next 5 to 15 years.
This is the danger of those surpluses. When we look at those, you know, tax surpluses from things like corporation tax, we know we're being told we know by every expert telling us not to put that into core expenditure, not to put that into, you know, day-to-day spending, to be prudent, to be careful, to be counter-cyclical and really invest in infrastructure and services. So cutting tax is exactly the wrong thing to do. It's exactly the opposite of what the experts
are telling us. Stamp duty all over again. They just haven't learned a lesson.
No, let's be honest. This is not an either-or. Thankfully, through the prudent financial management of this economy, since Fine Gael came into power back in 2011, has resulted in the restoration of our economy. We've seen huge jobs growth. We have 600,000 additional people at work, the highest number ever in the history of the state.
And as a result of that, we generate
more tax income from people having more disposable income to be able to spend in the local economy. And as a part of that, we have a tax package in the budget.
Not against the prudence.
But I would be very impressed if three junior ministers from Fine Gael said, here's an idea for housing, which is the number one crisis in the country.
I spent two sessions on it.
I mean, that would impress me because that is the key national need at the moment. So what this is red meat for the Fine Gael base. This is what Fine Gael wants. They want to promote themselves as being, you know, the promoter of the tax cut, which is the saviour of everything, when there are actually big service needs and when there are big public spending needs that this sort of resources that the state does have could be utilised in order to plug. Now, if this is what you're up to and this is what you're into, it sounds to me more like politics, party politics, than for genuinely helping people.
This is not an either or. And I speak about housing every single day of the week. I'm fortunate to sit on the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Housing, Local Government and Heritage. And the government has introduced a whole host of schemes to support home ownership, to build more homes for rent, for social housing. And many of those are schemes that are opposed by Aidan's party.
You're opposed to the first home scheme. Hold on a second. We supported the land development, but you're moving off the argument here.
I said
that the housing is important. I don't see an op-ed written by three junior minister Fine Gael people talking about the crisis in housing. What you're doing is red meat for your own middle class electoral base, hoping that they'll vote for you rather than Fianna Fáil.
Well, there are lots of people getting in touch here to 51551, and perhaps they think it is an either or. One here saying, some proportion to the discussion, please. We are talking about a €1,000 tax credit. In other words, €400 back in people's pocket, a whole €33 a month. Let's get some perspective, please. But Pat in Waterford, he says, if we are serious about saving the planet, we should introduce water charges. While another person saying here, there is a large section of society who pay for everything and get nothing. It's about time someone spoke up for us. And then another person here, Fianna Fáil.
Hold on, are you genuinely nodding to that?
Fianna Fáil.
That people get stuff for nothing.
Well, somebody here is saying
that's Fianna Fáil.
Do you want to read that again, Barry? Just what the Fine Gael Centre was nodding to.
No,
a large section of society who pay for everything and get nothing. What that texter is referring to is middle income earners that aren't entitled to social support. They may get child benefit and they've benefited from universal measures, but they don't get social support.
And it's right and proper that we support those. I make no apology for that.
You're feeling into the narrative now.
Right, we have months to go on this one. So
don't try and pigeonhole.
We have months to go on this one. Lots of kites to fly in the budget, gentlemen, yet.